I'm Josh Cohan, WRPR News. Students returning to Ramapo's campus in September were greeted not by the peaceful setting the college typically offers, but what appeared to be a campus in disarray. School officials say pressure to complete the Annisfield building by the semester start is the reason many other projects, such as the repaving of the Mansion Grove walkways, were delayed. The college began the Mansion Grove project in early August, what they call Phase 1 of their master plan. The project will cost the college $500,000, but officials say the paths were poorly planned and the construction was necessary.
Our goal is to minimize the impact, try to really inconvenience people as least as possible.
That's Ron Martucci, Ramapo's Director of Facilities, who oversees many aspects of the construction and says the college is doing the best it can to meet a mid to late November completion deadline. Martucci says that although some of the construction may seem like an inconvenience, it's only temporary. The college has expanded and upgraded its living facilities recently, taking on many vital projects to, as he puts it,
to bring everything up to a standard that it's a campus for people to live on.
And he adds,
moving or migrating from commuter to a resident campus
is Ramapo's continued goal. The completion of the Annisfield building is a stepping stone toward the groundbreaking of further projects.
In the future, we can do renovations to other areas in the academic building, move them to that swing space, renovate, move them back, and do that in phases and not inconvenience.
The swing space Martucci describes is a design feature that will allow some office and classroom space from the academic building to be temporarily relocated to the new business building, allowing work to be done in the main academic facility. The new Annisfield building, says Ramapo project manager Joe Porovecchio, also showcases some futuristic features, such as its use of ice to cool the building, as well as window shades that follow the sun.
In the morning, when the sun is from the east, the shades will be drawn. As the sun moves, those shades go up on the east side and they come down on the west side.
The college will install a turf field, as well as give a facelift to the College Park apartments. They'll break ground on a sustainability building and a spiritual center. Sounds like a lot of work, but Ron Martucci says
it's a continuous effort.
I'm Josh Cohan, WRPR News.